Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
The following is a Fourth Hand production.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51.
We're here.
The truth is out there.
It's a lie.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another installment of
Hysteria 51.
Up All Night.
Welcome in, everybody, to a very special edition of Up All Night on our main feed, not just on Patreon. I'm keeping you guessing. I'm switching up because we've got two very, very special guests in studio right now. Well, I guess that's, I'm already lying to my listeners because one of you is in studio and one is through the power of the inner tubes and webs and all that stuff. But you've heard him on the show, our first one in studio, many, many times. It's Dr. David Flora, right?
That's right.
Yeah, honorary doctorate.
Honorary.
He got all the ones that Cosby had to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. And I'm an emeritus in there somewhere. So
yeah, that's right.
Don't forget that.
Tell everyone your show. You've been on here so many times, but you are the host of Blurry Photos.
That's right, Blurry Photos. I explore the unexplained and explain the unexplored. Been doing that since 2012. Yeah, lots of fun stuff that we're up to nowadays. Branching out, as it were.
The former best podcast in Chicago.
Yeah, I've been usurped by that one no one knows about.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's how it works. Yep. And we also have on the line coming through on Skype, the Monsters Among Us man himself, Mr. Derek Hayes. What's going on, sir?
How's it going, Brent? Thank you so much for having me on here.
It is going, man. I'm excited. And we're having you guys on. Well, first off, Monsters Among Us. Jesus, man. You guys are coming up with your own monsters. Yeah,
sorry about all that. I apologize profusely.
You've got mirrored men and t-shirts and hats, and I've got my, you know, Derek Hayes tattoo on the back of my I'm not going to tell you where. But yeah, man, tell everyone about your show.
Well, yeah, Monsters Among Us, if you haven't heard of it, is a call-in show about monsters. Essentially, I play, I don't know, 8 to 10 messages an episode of people's firsthand experiences. UFOs, Bigfoot, ghosts, weird shit, you name it. You know, we talk about it. So it's kind of what we're running over there.
We've all, well, we know each other from the shows, you know, we've done. And we've also, last year, it seems weird to say 2019 is last year, but last year, yeah, we all went out to LA and we spoke together at AlienCon. And
yeah, had a hell of a time.
Had a blast, and I thought it was a fantastic panel, and I was really excited because we were going to be able to share that with everyone. And they lost the audio.
Yep. If they even recorded it at all.
Which is true. And I went to the back because I had my hand recorded. I'm like, mm-hmm, can I plug in and record this? Nope, we've got it. And we don't want to do that because we don't want to mess up our recording. Oof. And all that. So they
sure know what they're doing, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, it's gone to the ether. It's lost to the ages. But outside of that, you guys are working on something really, really fantastic. You're doing something that It's actually, I think, a dream for a lot of people. You're doing something out of your wheelhouse, and you're going to be producing a documentary. And you actually went to the Anza Borrego State Park. It's the middle of nowhere, California, in a desert, doing your documentary called Shadows in the Desert, High Strangeness in the Borrego Triangle. You had me a triangle. I'm just going to let you know.
Good. Right at the end.
It's one of my favorite shapes. It was the first one I did as a kid before, you know, when you had to shove the things into the box.
Yeah.
So it's a very sturdy shape. It's not going to fall over.
Yeah. They'll last for thousands of years. I don't know if you know that or not. They might be water pumps. They might be grain silos, but they're going to last.
They're there.
First, before we get into this, how did you guys, and I think AlienCon kind of filtered into that, right? Like, how did you guys come together to realize you wanted to do a documentary together?
Well, Derek had the idea a while back, I think. You've been kind of tossing that around your noodle for a while, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Brent, please don't clip that and save it.
Please. Can I toss your noodle?
But we talked about it a little bit. Derek actually sent me a suggestion for my last year's Miss Cryptid contest, mm-hmm. where I go over like 9 different cryptids over the course of a month in detail, and then people vote on who they want to win out of that, just for a fun little contest. And one of them was the Borrego Sandman. Mm-hmm. And Derek said, you need to check this out, look into it, see what you think about it. Now, little did I know, it wasn't just for the Miss Cryptid contest. That was for Derek testing the waters to see if there was much to this legend that's out there.
See, you know, I really need to do research on this. Who's a sucker? Hey, David, I got an idea for your show.
Well, up until now, I didn't know he realized I did that, so I'm a little embarrassed, but whatever. It worked. Here we are.
So that's a new one on me. I haven't heard. I mean, of course, because there's new cryptids every other day, it seems like. But the ones that stick are awesome. I've never heard of the Sandman.
The Sandman is basically, if you just take a Sasquatch, put him in the desert, there you go.
Yeah, so the Sandsquatch.
Sandsquatch, sure.
Wow, you know, so.
If you want to be racist.
And you guys have been working on this. You came together, you did this. So Derek, you said that you've had this idea for a while. What kind of drove you out to this desert area and the Borrego Triangle?
Well, anyone that lives in California, especially Southern California, I can't speak for Northern, but there's so much stuff to do out here. There's so many places to explore, camp, hike, that kind of thing. And we take full advantage of that.
Which
and one of the places we always hit up.
The California motto is, it's California. Meh. So that's awesome to hear that that's not true.
Yeah, everybody's always underwhelmed when they come out here. I don't get it. But one of these places we always frequented was Anza Borrego State Park, which is the biggest state park in the state of California. Now, this place is like 500,000 acres, so it's huge. Oh, wow. You know, it's almost the size of Rhode Island itself. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I've been going there for a couple of years. We do some camping and hiking and stuff, and I start hearing all these legends about the place. There's so many ghosts, UFOs, weird cryptids, the Borrego Sandman that David spoke about. So, you know, I started researching this stuff, and I wanted to buy books on it. I wanted to watch DVDs on it, and none of this stuff existed. So I got this crazy idea in my head. Why not me? Why not us? So I kind of, you know, roped David in on this, and the next thing you know, we're in Anza Borrego shooting the trailer. So it kind of all happened quickly, but we're pretty excited about the way things are moving.
That's awesome. It's interesting, as I was not familiar with this, and looking into what it is, it's got, like you said, there's ghost sightings and aliens and cryptids. It reminds me, and now it's not, and I don't want to pigeonhole it into this, but it reminds me kind of like a Skinwalker place, like a Thin place where like all these things are happening. This one, though, seems like maybe it's not as tapped into as others.
Yeah, that's kind of why we want to hit it. And you got it right on, Brent. That was kind of one of the things we kept noticing. It's an area where it's not just one thing. It's not just people seeing UFOs. It's not just people experiencing paranormal activity or anything. It's everything. And it all seems to be concentrated in this one state park area. It's huge. It takes like an hour to drive, you know, anywhere from one point to another there.
Yeah.
As we can attest to. But yeah, it's so rife with so many things. We looked up the Borrego Sandman, which led to legends of like Old West ghost tales And that led to things where people have seen stuff just driving down the highway down there.
Isn't that interesting how you go there? You're like, let's look into this. And then that leads to another thing. Mm-hmm. And then that leads to another thing. You're like, oh, my God, this place is crazy.
Yeah.
So we're talking a documentary. What is your, without giving away too much, the focus? Are you focused on just the area or specific creatures and events? Or what's the thought process? Are you just shining a light on how crazy this Borrego Triangle is?
Well, I'm thinking that, I'll be honest, and David might disagree with me, but we're not really sure how we're going to tackle this yet because there's so much stuff going on. So it's going to be, you know, several trips, us going out there and filming for a week at a time. And just getting boots on the ground, talking to people, and kind of exploring what all this stuff is and making sense of everything. And then once we kind of gather all that data and all that information, we can kind of suss out what exactly is going on here. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that or not, but we're certainly going to try.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a learning experience where the audience comes along with us
right.
to figure out what's going on, if there's anything, if it's an area of, you know, where the veil is thinner.
Well, that is fun. I like that because you go in with the expectations of just learning the area mm-hmm. and seeing where it leads you. That sometimes is better than going in and having this strict plan and then finding out that it's not working. And then it's obvious that you're deviating off of it or it's not working out.
Or having to create stuff. That's
right, right.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It sounded like a fart.
It's so funny.
I think it said, kill David. Yeah.
That's right. Let's hope.
Could it be?
It's funny you say that, though. And going into it, Derek and I were both like, man, we don't want to do like the Ghost Hunters thing, or we don't want to do where it's like, oh, what is that? You guys?
And then, unless it's real and you're like, oh, what is that?
But then we get to this one spot, and it's in the trailer for the Kickstarter, which we should mention soon. But it's in this one section of that you actually hear it. We were standing out at this old abandoned well that's said to be haunted, and we're just kind of talking, kind of checking it out. And then, you know, there's like twigs snapping and stuff, you know, past the bushes, up the hill a little bit. And so, yeah, we are literally like, did you hear that? Like,
right.
There's something over there.
Yeah. And, you know, who knows what it is,
probably,
but it's one of those things
yeah.
you're on high alert when you're in those areas,
yeah.
you know. Look up here. Oh, shit. You know?
Well, it's an extremely dangerous area, too. Not only the conditions, the heat itself, but, you know, there are mountain lions. There are some bears there. There are coyotes. In fact, the time David was talking about, maybe 30 seconds later, we heard the entire valley filled with coyotes. So
that was awesome.
The sounds of coyotes.
That's in your, trailer, too. There's one part where they're howling, and I was like, oh, nice.
Yeah. Some of that, they were so far off, it didn't get picked up, and I tried to call to them. I said, come to me, desert friends. So part of that's probably me, but like, it is very cool. They were just, it was like over on this ridge, over on that ridge, like behind us on the ridge. So it's very neat.
Are they hurting us somewhere?
Right. The well opens up and we fall into their cavern of horrors.
So what's your big, what's the, if you could have this go the perfect way, what do you hope to glean or gain from this as the output of it? You know, I don't mean gain as in like, whoa, this and that. You know, like, what would be the perfect experience?
Well, we're going to come out of there with the Sandman strapped to the hood of my truck.
That's right. Straight up go to a 7-Eleven. Yep, bag this baby this morning.
Yeah. Y'all got Funyuns? We got a long trip ahead of us.
$5, you can take a picture. Six bucks, I'll be in it.
I'm gonna get his feet mounted. Yeah. Put him on my wall.
Well, you already got a lamp out of one of the feet.
I do have a lamp.
Yeah. Yeah, that is just so crazy. That
Well, we want to see if there is anything to this. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, I have a very, let's call it inquisitive mind. But I like to see, like, you know, what's real, what's not, mm-hmm. and call it if it's not.
Well, I think the one thing that sets all three of our shows apart from others is we don't mind saying that's not real.
True.
Yeah.
And so many will not do that or just go, it's for you to decide, which is fine. And that's a fine thing. But a lot of times I'll say, no, that is absolutely, it's debunkable, you know, yeah, to the extreme.
Yeah, it sounds, yeah, delicious too. But like, yeah, I don't want to go into this, and I think Derek agrees with me, I don't want to go into it seeking to debunk anything or
right.
say, no, that's all bullshit, you guys are stupid. I want to see if there is,
well, that's
why
you
so
go there
many.
To experience.
Exactly, yeah, I want to experience it, and I want to say, well, these are our experiences. This is what the story says. This is how it compares to us. This is what, you know, maybe there's a few experts we talk to, and then, you know, maybe we do the, you decide kind of thing. But yeah, I don't want to straight up just be like, let's go out of here with a sledgehammer.
It's funny when you go to these and, you know, you guys have been out there and you're going to be out there a lot doing these things as you go about these investigations, even if you are like, this is 100% not true or true or whatever. It doesn't matter. Like when we were doing an investigation on a haunted hotel one time, and just everything we did, we talked, investigated people, you know, nope, it's nothing here. Nothing, mm-hmm. nothing, nothing. Mm-hmm. Then I go to my room to sleep for the night and I'm like, what was that? Whoa. You know, 'cause you're like on high alert. And yeah. so it's always interesting how your mind can make you not even play tricks per se, but just make you go, like, should I, you know, I don't care how much you don't believe in something, when you're by yourself,
yeah,
it might be true.
Yeah. Let's just stay awake a little bit longer.
Right. Right.
Well, it just makes you question everything. So
yeah,
I completely get it. You get it in your head, and every little sound could be a monster, could be a ghost, you know, whatever the situation is. I completely understand.
That's just my stomach. I'm fat, you know, but that's fine. That's okay. So you guys are doing a Kickstarter. That's right. The big plan, huh? So yeah. Tell us about it.
So the Kickstarter released on March 10th. So it's very fresh.
Certified and, fresh.
So fresh.
And yeah, we are basically seeking a budget of $20,000 mm-hmm. To make this happen. And we've got
that's
a couple
all?
Stretch goals.
I'll just cut you a check.
Okay.
This is a Sweet. 51, man. We got coffers.
Makes our job easy.
No, sorry. Go ahead. See, 20,000, which is shoestring to be something like this.
It is. It sounds like a lot. It is a lot. But at the same time, like, Derek's done this kind of stuff before. Mm-hmm. He can tell you, like, how much we'll have to, like, stretch the old coin purse out.
This is not going to be a glamorous shoot. I can promise you that much. We're going to be eating peanut butter and jelly and that kind of thing. But we're trying to do it for as cheap as possible and still make a great product. So yeah. We think that's the golden number for us.
Which, unfortunately or fortunately, however you look at it, 4 or 5,000 of that just goes to David's mustache wax. Mm-hmm. So...
I mean, it stuff melts in the heat. We're in the desert.
It's 120 degrees out there.
So how long are you, I mean, well, you're looking at like a couple hour documentary, or is this a one part? It is a one part that you're yeah. going to shoot?
I think it's feature length. I think we're going to shoot for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if we hit stretch goals, we've got a couple of ideas for some featurettes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some treasures and some lost I don't want to get into it too far, but there's some lost ships, let's call it that, artifacts in the desert that we could explore if we're given the extra funds.
Everyone wants doubloons. I just wanted to say doubloons. I like to work that into any show.
Balloons. I love balloons.
Yeah. Doubloons.
Double balloons.
99 black balloons.
I know you probably don't know all of your tiers and stuff, but you got any fun ones or any rewards you can think off the top of your head that it's going to be available? Like, spend this much and you get to be an executive producer, and I'll put your name on IMDb and stuff like that. And a t-shirt.
That's actually one of them. You've been reading. Yeah, that's one. I think we've got one that's kind of like a desert gear that you can have if you want to go out in search of this on your own, which is going to include a canteen and like bandana, stuff that we're going to hopefully get the logo on for
desert the gear, and stuff. Basically. Stuff to keep you alive when you're out there looking for the same man.
That is usually a good thing to have.
Yeah, yeah.
It increases your odds, let's put it that way.
That's the tip that goes with you no matter where you go.
Yeah.
Try to stay alive.
Gift that keeps on giving until it runs out. And then Derek's going to make a cure. Well, I say Derek like he's – I'm going to help him too. Derek's going to do all the work. I'm just going to
– You can do it.
Twiddle my
It's all on
mustache.
Me.
we're going to put together this box of goodies, basically, mm-hmm. That's going to have, you know, all kinds of swag and merch and little things from the desert. one of the my fans suggested we do like a vial of sand.
Yeah.
That would be
literally. I know you can't see this, David, but I know you can't see this, Derek, but David up here in the corner, which you can't really see, I have vials all up there of people have sent to us. One of them's Bigfoot hair. I think I got that from you, Derek, in one of your
probably did
one of the cryptic crates. But yeah, people send us sand from like dirt from Jerusalem, sand from like these. It's kind of fun to have.
It's kind of cool. It really is.
They all fall over. Awesome. So I need to get like I need to get like one of those
beaker holders. Yeah.
Well,
that maybe that's something we think about, Derek. Speaking of which,
yeah, like them. I mean, just literally
a
like,
piece of wood that
you know they have
a little
those
display
sand,
case.
Yeah,
they have those mud caves out there.
Yeah,
you know, here's a vial full of mud, hardened mud from one of those.
Yeah,
caves.
So that's one of the tiers that you can get. Of course, we do have if you. Want to get your name in the credits, if you want to be an executive producer kind of thing. What else, Derek? What else am I missing?
Well, I think my favorite tier is the very first one, which is David and I are going to do an exclusive podcast about the making of this documentary. And I don't know what the level is. It's super cheap.
10, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like 10 bucks. For 10 bucks, you can get, there's going to be like 20 episodes, 15 episodes of this exclusive podcast that going to be a lot of behind the scenes stuff, a lot of information that we don't have time to share in the documentary. So if this is something that interests you, that's definitely a level you're going to want to get in on.
That's awesome. I think that's the important part when you do these things is you guys have a fan base. You have people that follow you, week after week, a month after month, and year after year now. And it's awesome for them to be able to be a part of this.
Absolutely.
In one way or another, to have a hand in it, to be able to watch it unfold, and then at the end of the day, have that finished product. I think that's why Kickstarter is such a fantastic thing, is it makes these things tangible. Mm-hmm. And then you're not waiting on the approval of a studio or something like that. You can have people like you guys yourselves that go out and do this on your own.
Well, the even better part of this is Kickstarter gives us the freedom to make the project we want to make, as opposed to a producer, telling us exactly what they want their money to go toward and all this other stuff. So we get to make the vision that we have, which we think people are really going to enjoy. I mean, they like our shows, so why wouldn't they like the extension of that? Mm-hmm. So it's pretty exciting for us.
Side note, I'm editing this out because they're humans and they fucking suck. So, but yeah, no. But absolutely. And it is so fun to see people and so fun to see like you guys, people I know that are going and you're making your own documentary.
It.
Yeah. Like last 2 years ago, I went to Casey Paracon and I watched Spooklike's documentary, which was made by Josh Hurd. Another gentleman.
Yeah.
He hosts the Ectoplasm show, and it was fantastic. I went and watched the premiere of that, and he does a lot of touring going to, different movie, what's the word I'm looking for? What are they
called? Premieres?
Enter into not a
film festival.
The enters them different film festivals and documentary festivals and stuff. Then a lot of times it's just so you can view it, but that's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, you go.
Oh, I'm going to change the subject.
Okay.
You mentioned ghost lights, and there's a phenomenon going on here at Anza Borrego that I feel like we should probably mention on here. And this is one of the things that really drew me into the park. There's a series of ghost lights that have been reported there for the last 170 years, something like that. And well before cars, well before even the stage line went through there. And the strange thing about these ghost lights is the largest wooden trestle in the United States is actually found in Anza Borrego. This thing is massive. It's called the Goat Canyon Trestle.
Wow.
And I want to say 1975, a train conductor was coming through there about to cross over the trestle, and he saw the ghost light, and he thought it was an oncoming train, hit the brake, derailed the train, killed the brakeman, and there's still a couple of trains actually derailed at the bottom of the trestle.
Wow.
You can still see them down there. So there's tangible stuff like that that we can actually get in and research this and get some names and get some dates, police reports, that kind of thing, get some information on some of these reported sightings and encounters and kind of get to the bottom of it. But you said ghost light, and that's definitely a story I wanted to bring up because to this day, you can still go there and supposedly see this on certain nights. It's like a fireball shape. It's strange compared to the other ghost lights. It actually shoots up into the air like a fireball.
There are
very
videos on, you can go to YouTube and find of different, like, researchers that have went out and filmed these things that they can't explain. Now, some things, you know, ball lightning or heat, you know, gases escaping that are igniting into the atmosphere, things like that, ion charges and stuff. But sometimes they can't exactly explain them. And that is just fantastic and fascinating. It's just fascinating to hear things like that, especially someone for it to have been confused with an oncoming tramie. It killed him, you know, or it killed the brakeman. You know, that's crazy.
Yeah, it affects people, and that's one step above just a story, just what you you know, hear with some of these things. And then there are all kinds of stories about this Sandman or maybe this type of Sasquatch that lives out there, dating back to just basically the Wild West, right. You know,
even Native American times, there was legends of them living in the mountains hundreds of years ago. In fact, the very first European to set foot in California heard stories of these things. And I don't have the name in front of me, unfortunately, but he was a clergyman with a Catholic church, I believe. And he went and started all these missions throughout California. And every group of natives that he ran into had these same stories of these devils.
Watch out for the Sandman. Oh, they're just playing with you. You know, it's so funny. You hear like these, there's so many stories like that where it's something that you've heard of. Then they go and they talk to the native people. And like, oh yeah, that's this or that or the other. We've known about that
just
forever.
Leave them alone. They'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Kind of like the Yeti, you know, and the people of Nepal.
Or like Pukwudgies in the Northeast, you know.
God bless you. So what kind of time frame, Matt? You know, when do you think that this could be, when are you planning on going? Because you've already said you're going out there for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then when can we look forward to this coming to fruition?
So the Kickstarter, let's start with that. The Kickstarter is a very limited time and it's all or nothing. So either we get the funding or we're not making this thing. So that runs for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So don't delay, dear listener. Jump on this if you if you're hearing this.
Jump on it.
And then, you know, if we get funded, hopefully, you know, I guess set out the schedule for filming in the desert in the summer. So
we're going to do our best to try to avoid shooting in the direct heat, though.
Do you guys want to leave a note here for your loved ones when they find your corpse or anything like that?
Okay. It'll be included in the Kickstarter tier.
That'll be bonus footage, our last words.
We hit 25,000. It's an open casket. So
just mummified.
Might smell a little bit like bacon. But so we're going to, you know, probably shoot for 2-3 months, I would say, just on and off. When we can, you know, we still got to do our thing with the shows and stuff. But and then, I don't know. Derek probably has a better idea of the timing of when all that could be put together and come out.
Yeah. The post process on this could take a while because, you know, this is stuff we're kind of doing this as a passion project. We're not trying to make money off this or anything like that. So it may take a while for our editor to get everything put together. But I would imagine around this time next year, we might have something released sometime in 2021, I would say.
Yeah. Probably second quarter 2021 or something like that.
Maybe.
I'm terrified to put a date on it because the way these things go, something goes wrong.
June 3rd, 2021. He just said it.
Maybe we end up finding one and we need more time to shoot. I don't know.
That's true.
Hopefully this time next year, he's in studio with us going, I am here. You know, we've taught him to talk. And it's been a really crazy 12 months for us. Isn't that right? We know what I mean.
And can you turn the heat up in here a little bit? He's a little uncomfortable.
I think they made a documentary about this. What was it called? Encino Man, I think.
You ever see Big Man on Campus?
Yes.
Like the hunchback of Notre Dame, but he's like in college. They take him to a chicken place. They're like, you can have whatever you want. He's like, two lips and a face.
Chicken lips.
So that's my contribution.
Yeah, it's a feature-length thing. That's what we're shooting for. So it'll probably, you know, take a while. I think if we can swing it, Derek and I have talked about, I don't know if we've come to a consensus on it, but we've talked about having some, maybe some animation or illustrations or something to help with the storytelling.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So that would take time too.
If the video that you've shot for your Kickstarter is any.
Yeah. What'd you think of that?
It was fantastic and it looked great. And
thanks.
It's so crazy, not, you know, telling tales out of school, but how, used to be if you wanted like a shot with, you know, on a on an arm or, you know, shot down, mm-hmm. whatever they call those, you know, from the crane, it costs mm-hmm. a ton. Now you have these beautiful professional looking shots coming from a drone,
yeah.
you know, and yeah. a really nice camera. It just looked really, well, it is professional and it looked really great. And I enjoyed a lot. And hopefully all of you guys, and if you go to the show notes here, we're going to have links to all that. And we're going to have links to the Kickstarter, of course. And that is imperative because, like you said, it's only going on for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It's only a month. And yeah. these guys are putting their heart and soul into this, and it is an incredibly expensive and time-consuming endeavor. And this $20,000 that they're asking for, I hope I'm not surprising you, it's not going to cover everything. So you guys are going to be out of pocket for yeah. quite a bit. And if you guys need a loan, the juice starts running right away. I'll let you know. And no.
Think of this like a life preserver you throw to somebody who fell overboard. Yeah. You got to aim past
yeah,
the
don't
target.
Hit me. Get them right in the head, if at all possible.
You fall short. We don't want to get stuck with $19,000 and then be like, yeah, we drowned.
Yeah.
Well, now what?
So, yeah, go ahead. Aim for 30. Aim for 40. We'll make it all drone shots.
Right.
Well, that's the beauty of it. The more money we get, the better this thing's going to yeah. look. So if it's funded, by all means, continue pumping money to us, and we're going to make maybe a sequel, or who knows. We'll exactly. put something out for you guys.
Yeah. Sandman 2.
Yeah.
Return to, yeah.
We said Electric Baregaloo.
Yeah.
I wished we hadn't said that, but we did.
Yeah, that's now in the universe, so that can't be taken back. Again, tell everyone outside of this, you guys still do your shows. Where can they find your guys' shows in the meantime to kind of get a better understanding of what you guys do? Because you guys have very different shows from one another, but also very different shows from the run-of-the-mill paranormal and Fortean shows that are out there.
It's true. You can find all mine at blurryphotos.org, and any podcatcher should be on there. I've been running, gosh, I've got over 240 some odd episodes right now, and that doesn't include like the extra stuff that I've done. And for my part, I just take, you know, super deep dive into research and try to pick apart every story after telling the good juicy stuff mm-hmm. of each story and each topic. And it's I try to aim for high production quality and high research and information for you.
Yeah. It's, you know, we've talked about, you're like this, it's not too long ago. You're like, I'm 3 books into this. It's killing me. You know what I mean?
Even yeah. like, barely put pen to paper.
Yeah. 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 It is. It's funny.
It's happening right now, actually, Brent.
I tell people all the time, you know, you go to school and you're like, oh my gosh, I got to write a book report or whatever. I do a book report a week.
Yeah.
And I do way more research than I ever did in school.
That's exactly how I feel. I feel like I'm writing a thesis every month.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
crazy, but it's you know, it's fun. I enjoy it, and I enjoy sharing the knowledge with her.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And, you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Everybody.
What about Monsters Among Us?
Well, I don't have that problem. I don't research any. No, I'm kidding. Mine's all content is all submitted by the listener themselves. You know, I have a hotline. It's a voicemail hotline. So people call in and share their story. I don't interview them. I don't ask them questions. They tell their story in their own words. And then afterwards, I'll talk about it. I'll compare it to past cases. I'll compare it to historical cases. A little bit of research. I certainly don't dive in the way you guys do. But if you're looking for, you know, just the bare minimum of the Lizard Man or Pukwudgie or whatever, then my show's the one for you. On top of that, but you get all kinds of crazy stories. I'm telling you, these things are insane.
Well, and it's interesting. You and I have talked, and one of the really interesting things that you've found is you'll get people calling in. You haven't played their voicemails. You haven't talked about the things, and you'll have people from similar areas or further apart telling you the same stories. Not the same story, but like you obviously they're talking about a phenomenon that is similar or can be attributed to one another. That's fascinating. I think I've used that word like 6 times. So that's fandangus. I don't know. I just made a new word up.
Well, the crazy thing about it is that happens all the time. And one of the examples I could think of is around southern Illinois, southern Indiana, that area, there's these white humanoid creatures that keep being reported. I probably had 6 calls over the past 6 months from that general area. And these are all, as far as I can tell, completely different people. They don't know each other, different phone numbers these calls come from. But they all seem to describe this 5-6-foot-tall, gangly, white humanoid creature. And I guess these things are called crawlers or pale crawlers. They're a very unknown cryptid.
That's just Meth Mike, and he lives out in the woods. And you just come back to town to get some more anhydrous.
Just headed to the dollar store, huh?
No, but that's really crazy. Like when you see that, like how long does it take? Well, I mean, this is you can't really answer this, but before you go, like something's really going on here, you know, or how long does it take before that or it gets debunked as
what's
someone
the
is
tipping point of right. You know, whether this is real phenomena. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's weird. It's a judgment call. Really. I have no idea. There's no way for me to prove that any of these are even real. So to really put a lot of cloud into it, it's difficult.
Well,
but
and I don't expect you to. I'm just in my own mind. It's interesting how you might be really the jumping off point to finding.
It doesn't take long. If I get 3 calls from the same area within a year that describe the same thing, then I'm immediately interested. There's obviously something going on there, even if it's a hoax of some sort that somebody's perpetrating. There's something going on that I'd like to get to the bottom of. Unfortunately, I can't drive around everywhere and check all these out.
Right. So. You need to have an interactive, like one of those maps where every time you get a call, you can put a little pin there. And here's like a two little. Don't you like how I'm just volunteering you for work?
Like, I get so much free time, Brent. I'll just hop right on
go
that
go ahead
one.
And do this and pay for it, because I'm sure those things are free. And that'd be great. And then I will enjoy it.
So I send the bill to Hysteria 51?
Yeah. Is it invoice Hysteria 52. They're very nice people over there.
You know, what's funny is that with the technology as advanced as it is, Google Maps has a feature where you can create your map and stick the pins in there. And Derek and I have done that for Anza Borrego.
Yeah.
And Derek, I don't know, do you have any clue how many pins are in that thing?
Close to 100, I'd say. And we're just we haven't even got our feet on the ground, really. This is just stuff we found online.
Well, that's great when you're not going to run out of things to look into. You're going to run out of time, which is a good thing in and of itself, is because you're not going to be like, well, we're 3 days into our first week and I'm bored.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, the hard part about it is that we found when we went out there, what was it, October, I think we went out there maybe?
Yeah, it was early October.
We found that from one thing to another, it was like an hour's drive.
Yeah.
And this is through, you know, canyons and desert. And then we got out, started poking around and stuff. And then 3 hours later, you know, we're driving to the next thing. And then 3 hours later, we're both like just heat stroked to no end, you know, which happened.
Oh, yeah. It definitely happened to both of us. In fact, as you watch the video on Kickstarter, I don't know, David, you want me to share the story?
Sure, yeah, please.
So at the end, we're around the campfire kind of talking about the Kickstarter campaign and, you know, the normal stuff. And we're both losing it. I feel sick as hell. I'm dizzy. Yeah, Derek, I'm nauseous. I could barely stand upright.
Oh, boy.
And I'm just trying to play it cool. I'm like, I'll just get through these lines and I'll just lay down on my tent for 20 minutes or whatever. And I look over and David doesn't look any better. And what it turned out is
1,000-yard stare. Yeah. Just.
We'd just been out in the sun for so long that we had to have had heat stroke or something. There was something wrong. We both drank a gallon of water and laid by the campfire for about 3 hours. And the next day we were okay. But it's scary. I mean, and we were prepared too.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Meth Mike's doing cartwheels, not understanding a damn thing, just running the camera and going to town on it.
Yep.
It's a hell of a cameraman. Well, gentlemen, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I'm actually looking really forward to this, and also just watching this process as it goes along. And I will be, I don't know, I have to see what tier I want to be on. Which one says that I get to take over?
There's any of them. Take it.
That's right. That's right.
I'm the guy
just
with
tell us what to do.
Here. That's what
I'm the guy who owns one share and shows up at the corporate meeting. I have a say here. The monkey spot.
Be careful what you wish.
Yeah. So thank you so much, guys.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate the opportunity to share this with
you. Well, and like I said before, and I want to remind everyone, go to the show notes. There's going to be links. There's going to be links to their shows, to this and everything. And please, please think about donating to this, because this is what gets these grassroots. I love them. But really, like these people that go out and make these passion projects. And it's not just the same thing that you see every week after week on History Channel or Travel Channel. And some of those are great, but this is someone's actually vision of what they wanted to do.
Yeah. Untainted.
Yes. That's such a good point. That's such a really good point. If people want to see things different than what you're getting on television, this is a way for you to make that happen and be part of it on top of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, gentlemen, with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
I've been Derek.
And Conspiracy Bot's not here. It's wonderful.
That's why we got so much done.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. John and Brent will be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a Fourth Hand Joint.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
Hello, everyone. I'm Danny Pellegrino.
I'm Jenna Brister.
And we are back for season two of A Very Merry Iconic Podcast. We're going to be diving into your favorite holiday movies, recapping them, and going on a few tangents.
Yes, and it's the end of the world as we know it. So why not close out 2020 with a bunch of episodes of Holiday Recap with us?
So we hope everyone grabs a cup of eggnog.
And a fistful of candy.
Cook that bird in
Doritos.
The
Doritos. We don't care what you're into. Just join us.
Grab your bed wine. Grab your couch cocoa. We're getting lit on the holiday movies. We'll be doing 10 recap episodes. So subscribe to A Very Merry Iconic Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And find us on social media at A Very Merry Iconic Podcast on Instagram. And we'll have all the updates there.
Acast recommends.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.